Amen. Thank God. Some of you ought to shout because God put you in this country. You weren't born in China. You weren't born in the Soviet Union, Russia. You were born in America. You ought to thank God for it this morning. Amen. And I'm glad that we're not singing a white national anthem, a black national anthem, a red national anthem, but we are singing the national anthem. And that statement may get me in trouble today, and it may cost y'all some money to bail me out of jail, but I am going to stay by the stuff. And we need a resurgence, of patriotism, a resurgence that we love this country and we want the best for this country. You got your Bibles? Turn to Psalm 46, please. And since these boys got me hooked on the Schuyler Bible, if you got one, turn to 775. You said, how can I get one? Just go to Chad. He's the distributor of the Schuyler Bibles. I'll tell you what. I don't want to advertise something. I'm the only one on staff has this. A wide margin, red letter, Schuyler Bible with goat skin. God, it might have been that old devil goat I had called Annabelle. I don't know. Have you ever met that goat, Chad? Yeah. I love it. That goat hated Chad. It butted Chad every time he went out to try to feed it. Amen. Psalm 46, stand with me. Now, about everything you'll hear as far as the main points going to be on PowerPoint, I suggest if you want to follow me in your Bible, you can. If you want to follow me on the PowerPoint, you can. But I want to give reverence to the Word of God and read these first three verses. I like it. Psalm 46. God. Let me say it again. God is our refuge and strength. A very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, and though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, and though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, Selah. Our Father, in this troublesome time that we're living, I believe, Lord, at 11:59 on your timetable. I'm looking for you today. I'm lifting up mine eyes unto the hills from which cometh my help. I'm looking for the shout and the voice of the archangel. I am looking for you to come and just rapture your church this morning, and I'll be fine with it. But Lord, help us until you do that to learn how to cope in such a time as this. And we'll praise you and honor you in Jesus' name for his sake. Amen. You may be seated. There's no doubt in my mind that we're living in trouble sometimes. How many agree with that? Come Thursday, I'll be on this planet for 69 years. And for all the time that I've lived, that I remembered, I've never seen a time like this. I thought it was troublesome times when those Muslims run the planes into the world tires. I thought it was troublesome times when that Muslim blew up a bomb in the Boston Marathon. But ladies and gentlemen, they don't compare to the times that we're living now. Because see, I do not believe that we'll ever lose the battle from without. But I do believe that we could lose the battle from within. I do believe that right now there are forces in this world. This pandemic has done nothing more than demonstrate and start executing a one world government. Somebody help me preach right there. And the chaos in the streets. And let me say it right. And the leftist fascism that's permeating our society. Since when did somebody give you the right to tear down a statue? Tear down our history. Our history may be tattered. Our history may be somewhat gray at times, but I thank God for our history. I thank God for America this morning. And yes, we are in trouble sometimes. And I want to quote a verse. It is up on your board. But I want to quote a verse in John 16 and verse 33. These things have I spoken unto you, that in me ye might have what? Peace. You might say right now, Pastor, there is no way in this world we can have peace in such a tumultuous, troublesome time. Jesus said, in the world ye shall have tribulation. Listen, but be of good cheer. Be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. I want to speak this morning on where to look in troublesome times. Where do I look? Where should this country look this morning? Where should this church look this morning? Where should we as Christians look this morning? Where are you as a Christian home going to look this morning? I say to you, there's just one place. We cannot look at the government. We cannot depend on the president. We cannot depend on the Congress. We must look unto the hills from which cometh our help. For our help cometh from the Lord. I want to speak to you this morning. I want to encourage you. I want to help you. I know if you're like me, I'm going to tell you all this. I have not watched the news all week other than watching the governor. I am not watching Fox News, CNN news. I'm not watching LSD news. I'm not watching any of it. I'm just not doing it. I've got enough problems in my brain anyway. Somebody help me preach right here. I'm tired of listening to propaganda. I'm tired of them telling me that we're going to lose inside. I read the back of the book. The devil's going to hell and I'm going to heaven and I'm on the winning side. But let me ask you a question, Chad. Where are we going to look in such a time as this? I want to give you five things. I'll do my best to do them in the next 30 minutes. Five things and five places and five areas that I want you to look. See, I want you to come to church, not battered down with the world. I don't want you to come to church with any illusion that the world has the answer. I want you to come to church this morning realizing there's a God who's still in control. That still has this. He has our back. He has us this morning. And we are in His hand. Somebody say amen. Number one. As the psalmist said, we need to look up. God is our refuge. A refuge is our escape from the storm. What is a refuge? It's a place of shelter. You say, what can shelter me? The only thing that can shelter you is to be sheltered in the arms of God. Sheltered from sinful man. I don't know if you believe it like I believe it. I've never seen mankind as depraved as I see him today. I am tired of watching them rot and root and say it's for a cause. That's an absolute lie. Right from the pit of hell. Somebody help me preach. A shelter from sinful man. A shelter from Satan from our lives. And I want all of you to look at your preacher. Satan's out to destroy your life. He's out to destroy your home. He's out to destroy your business. He's out to destroy everything we got. And we ought to realize that the only refuge, the only hope, the only way to look is to God. That's why we need to put on the whole armor of God. That's why we got to realize man born of woman is a few days and full of trouble. Not only is it a place of shelter, it's a place of strength. I'm getting near 69. I never thought I'd live that long. When I was 10 years old, that was ancient. How many believe that? Now I'm thinking, I'm still young. I'm going to be 69 years old. And by the way, I want all y'all to know, if you already don't know it, I don't have the strength I used to have. But I want you to know I got a God that is omnipotent, all powerful, can do anything, anytime He wants, and can rescue my old weary soul when I get tired. Then it's a place of stability. Can you depend on anything right now? I used to depend on some of my preacher friends. I can't depend on them anymore. I can't depend on them to stay true to the King James Bible. I can't depend on them to stay true to old time music. Somebody help me preach. I can't depend on them to even wear the right clothes. Guy I used to have in church years ago, I wouldn't have in church now forever. Him and his son, big propagators. What they're saying now is that if you read the New Testament, you can't believe that you're an old time Christian. Ladies and gentlemen, our whole old faith rests upon the epistles and the New Testament church. Somebody, what we're trying to emulate is what the church was in the book of Acts and through the epistles. Somebody help me preach. But anybody can get on Twitter and say something ignorant.
Yes, sir.
Number two. Oh, we got to look up. Are you looking up? Are you looking up? Are you looking up? But I'm going to tell you, we not only need to look up, we need to look back. It's on the, it should be up there, but let me read it. You might want to follow me in your Bible. Jeremiah 6:16-17. Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see and ask for the old paths. Where is the good way? And walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk therein. Also, I set a watchman over you. That's me. Saying, hearken to the sound of the trumpet. But they said, we will not hearken. That's where we're at today. Oh God, if you want to say, he's old fashioned, he's out of date, you might want to trade me in for a new one. You better thank God you still got a preacher that stands with the old past, that is trying to guide this church in this 21st century in the right way. Somebody help me preach. First of all, we need to look back from which we come as a country. I love that flag. Bible said, remove not the ancient landmarks. The Bible said, if the foundations be destroyed, what shall the righteous do? Listen to this. You tell me if the founders believed in what we believe. George Washington, upon becoming president, here's what he done in the public. He kissed his King James Bible and had a 2-hour praise and worship to Almighty God. Our Pledge of Allegiance in its original form, Lois, was written by the Baptist preacher. His name was Francis Bellamy. Listen to this, Nancy Pelosi. Between 1776 and 1777, the Congress voted to purchase 300,000 Bibles and paid for their implementation and passing them out. Does that sound like a group of leftist fascism, or does that sound like a group that believed in Almighty God? Amen. Somebody help me preach.
Amen. Amen. Good preaching.
I'm going slow because I want all you to hear everything I say this morning. 94% of the founders' writings were founded on Scripture. Does that sound like somebody that doesn't want God in government? Harry Truman, our 33rd president, said, if men and nations were led by the Sermon on the Mount, our world would be much better off. My favorite president of all times is Ronald Reagan. Ronald Reagan said, if we ever forget we are a nation under God, we will be a nation going under. See, we need to look from whence we come, and also to the nations that would not repent. How about Sodom and Gomorrah? No, I know I'm going to get some. I'm going to get some flack now, Jeff. Y'all better get ready. You know what destroyed that country? The sin of sodomy. And now we are glorifying them. Now we are we give them so much status when the Bible said they were an abomination. And I know, and y'all better stay with me after I preach this. Are y'all with me? God destroyed that country. Hey, by the way, how about those in Noah's time? As in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days of the coming of the Lord.
You're exactly right. Amen.
We're in Noah's time right now. But you know, there were some nations that did repent. How about Nineveh? There's an old boy called Jonah was sent to Nineveh. He went the wrong way. He took him a whale ride for a while. But then he got right with God and preached to him, and that wicked nation repented. The only hope for America is what Chad read. Blessed is a nation whose God is the Lord. If my people who are called by my name would humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then we'll hear from heaven and forgive their sin and heal their land. Ladies and gentlemen, we need a healing. We need God's balm of Gilead on our land today. Number 3. Y'all with me? Am I going slow enough to keep everybody with me? Number 3. We need to look out for what's really going on. See, here's what I'm afraid of. I'm afraid some of you, and some of you millennials, listen to me. You listen to me. I think you're kind of blinded by what's going on. What's going on in our streets is not normal. It's not ethical. It's not godly. It's not righteous. But rather, it is unrighteous and ungodly. Somebody help me. Now, if you want to turn your Bible, you can. It may be up there. Is it up there? No, it's not up there. Turn to 2 Timothy 3, 1 through 5. I'm slow. I'm going slow. Am I all right? How many's getting what I'm preaching? To turn over there. 2 Timothy 3, 1 through 5. Thanks for telling me that, Josh. Listen, look at what the scripture said. This know also. Now this is in Paul's day. That in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves. Covetous. Boasters. Proud. Blasphemers. Disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure, more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such, turn away. Let me give you three things that's on your outline. The climate of the last days. We're living in dangerous days. When you got over and sang, God bless America. You know, under my breath, I said, please, God.
Amen.
One more time.
Amen.
They're dangerous days. The word peerless means difficult. Come on now. All of us have found out how difficult it's been navigating the last few months even. Troublesome. Trying. Listen to this definition. Uneasy. Now I want you to know something. Sometimes I catch myself. And I know I'm your Baptist preacher. And I know I'm your man of God. Because I get inundated with all that junk, I get a little uneasy. Don't you? Hard, violent, threatening, and dangerous. You know, hear me out. They had a demonstration from the way pull up to the church here a few weeks ago. It's a shame we had to lock doors and guard this place and have cameras out. Because I'm going to tell you, there's a threat against us. Somebody help me preach. Hey, Rich, there's a threat against us. Because we are a threat to them. They're determined days. Now listen to this. I really want to slow down. Have you thought about this? How many's thought about this? How these days are a factor in God's big plan. Anybody believe that? I personally believe that there is going to be established a one world government. And that's why they're trying to dominate us. I believe they're going to establish a one world church. Hello? Full of the universal church, Muslims, and everything else to gather together.
Right.
Our current pope, not our, but the current pope. He ain't mine. Is constantly reaching out to those that want to despise and destroy America.
Right.
Somebody help me preach. And whether you like it or not, that will be the harlot church that's spoken of in Revelation chapter number 17. See, I say this. People like Bill Gates that's talking about a chip to put in your hand and to trace you to see if you got the virus. They ain't wanting to see if you got the virus. They want to see where you're going. Because they want to dominate you. Somebody help me preach. And see, here's what's so sad about it. Some of you are sitting this in the pew saying, well, that's not really happening. You got your hand in the ground. It is happening. And on not only the climate, the characters of the last days. Look at verse 2 through 5. Stay with me. Everybody there? Got your Bible open? Their deeds. I just thought I'd read them and define them to you. They're lovers of self. You know why homes are going down the tubes? We got a bunch of selfish people that's heads of homes. You're trying to be a little playboy. Come on, you said you're making me mad. You take a trip down to your little tanning booth every day. You do your jumping jacks. Oh, I ain't supposed to do that. Margaret, don't watch that. You're selfish, covetous, lovers of money, boasters. I call them empty pretenders. I got a better word, windbags. We got a bunch of windbags. Proud. Overestimation of one's worth. Last time they done a check on our bodies, we're worth about $8.13. We ain't worth nothing. And if we are anything, it's because of what God has made us. And it's because of the breath of God in our life. And it's because God is our God. Blasphemers. Given to defiant and bitter words, they speak evil of God. Disobedient to parents. Reject Christian values. Come on now. That's not preached enough. Young people, look at me. Do not say to your parents, whatever. Or just whatever. I want you to know, if I said that to my mama, I'd have a whatever hickory stick over my back. She'd be aiming for here, but she'd hit anything that moved, boy. How many had a mama like that? Yeah. Unthankful. No sense of gratitude. How many think we ought to be the most thankful people in the world? And most of our garages is two cars. And most of our garages is everything we need. And most of our houses is enough food to last us for a month. But the epidemic is that we're unthankful. Unholy. That means, comes from the word profane, or men lose all regard for decency and shame. Without natural affection. Describes the breakdown of the family. Hey, Dad, why can't you just love your wife? Mom, why can't you just love your husband? And if you go out and you're starting to cheat, all you are is a natural affection. Well, it's quiet in here now. What do you think? That it's all right to kill babies. It's all right to promote infidelity and homosexuality. Truce breakers. That's people that just don't keep their promise. False accusers. That's slanderers. By the way, that word is the same word we get the devil. Because he is a slanderer. And by the way, he's up there slandering me right now and said, well, that guy ain't worthy to preach. I want you to know, I'm glad God's looking down over his throne looking at me and saying, I don't see anything but the blood. Amen. Incontinent. If it feels good, do it. Fierce. Untamed. Savage. Brutal. What you're watching on TV is nothing more than fierce, untamed, and brutal. Despisers of those that are good. We're living in a world where good is evil and evil is good. Heady. That's reckless, rash. Some of you made this life decisions while you're down. Look at me. You're making life decisions while you're down. Don't ever make a decision while you're down. Always make them when you're connected to God. High-minded. Puffed up. Lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. Now let's go on. Look at their deception. They have a form of godliness. Hey, it ain't gonna work, sir. You just have a little form. You being here this morning and you having a little form of godliness, it ain't gonna work, sir. It ain't going to please God, ma'am. This little form you have, this little pretending you have, this outward superficial thing you got, it ain't going to work. What you need is a real born-again experience. What you need is a change in your life. What you need is to go from darkness to light. Yes, sir. Look at me. If you think turning over a new leaf is the way to God, you're wrong. If you think because you were baptized, that's going to get you into heaven, you're wrong. If you think taking sacraments, you're wrong. Their denial. They deny the power thereof. You know what? You know what you and I are? You're just as bad as I am. You're a dinosaur. You're a 32-year-old one, and I'm a 69-year-old one. But we're dinosaurs. They say we're out of date. They say that our message is dead. But I proclaim to you, the message of Jesus Christ is still going on. I proclaim to you that it has power to save. It has power to secure. It has power to sustain. I want you to know they deny the power thereof. Look at verse 5. Oh, you got your Bibles? The counsel for the last days. From such... turn away. Write these two words down. I think they're in the notes. We are to counsel to isolate ourselves. Now, I want you to know, there's guys I used to have preach in this pulpit that I have isolated myself from. Those that ain't using the King James anymore. Those that don't believe in our music. Those that don't even believe in the word church, but they rather use the word campus. See how this sounds. Upon my campus, I build my church. Or I build my campus. We got a campus in Virginia. And we got a campus in North Carolina. And we got a campus in South Carolina. And I say, Christ died for the church. Not a campus. A called out a group of born again baptized believers. How many still with me? Oh, listen. We're also canceled to insulate. You want to know why your home's got a lot of trouble? You want to know why your marriage is in trouble? You want to know? You didn't insulate it. You let too many things come in. First time you let pornography come in, you let the devil in. The first time you start using smutty words, you let the devil in. Am I preaching right? We need to insulate ourselves. Man, I don't know if I'm going to get done or not, Chad. I may have to do what you did, cut something off here in a minute. Let me see if I can. Number 4. Will you turn your Bible to Psalm 139, verse 23 and 24? Will you turn there? Hurry, turn. If you're there, say amen. Amen. Look what the psalmist said. Search me O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. And see if there be any wicked way in me. And lead me in the way everlasting. You know what you need to do, sir? You need to check your heart. The Bible said the heart is deceitfully wicked above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Some people say, well, I'm just going to follow my heart. You'll probably make the wrong decision. You say, well, I do it. What do I need to do? You need to look in and make sure, first of all, you're saved. You need to look in and make sure you're right with God. And I will finish. I will finish. Turn to the last place. Philippians 3:13. Go there. And I'm done. Somebody, have you got anything? Lastly, we need to look forward, Jeff. I'm looking forward. Brethren, Philippians 3:13, I count not myself to have apprehended. But this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto the things which are before. You know what God told me yesterday? John, you have not arrived. You're not there yet. There's some of you, because you think you come to an independent fundamental Baptist church, that you have arrived. There's not a man, woman, or boy, or girl in this room that has arrived. Somebody help me preach right there. But I tell you what we're doing. We're looking forward. You say, what are you looking forward to? I'll give you three things and I'm done. I'm looking forward to the coming Christ. I want you to know something. We may get out of here before election day. And if that guy that can't put two sentences together gets in, you better hope we're out before election day. Hello! He's coming. But I'm going to read you some more verses. Let me ask you something. Look at me. Look at me. I want to ask you a question. I want you to nod yes or no. How many of you right now would look at me and say, the devil's been giving me a hard time? Look at me. Nod your head if he has. How many of you that you're here and you say, he's trying to tear my life up? How about this? And I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand, and laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years, and cast him into a bottomless pit and shut him up. And then I'll go ahead further. I'll just jump to verse 10. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. And the devil that deceived them was cast in the lake of fire. He's the one that's trying to destroy our country, our nation, your Christian values, your Christian home. It's him! It's him! If your husband's wrong, it's because the devil's in him. If your wife's wrong, it's because the devil's in her. If your children are wrong, it's because the devil's in them. Then lastly, Lois, I saw a picture of your daddy on Facebook. You loved him, didn't you? One of these days, we're going to go to heaven. Somebody shout. Can I read this, Rich? Because I think of your daddy, Mr. Do-Right, every day. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth. The first heaven and first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven. By the way, prepared as a bride, adorned for a husband. That's where I'm living. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he shall dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. Now listen to this. Has anybody cried in the last 4 months? Anybody cried in the last week? Whew. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes.
Amen.
And there'll be no more trips to the graveyard.
Amen.
And there'll be no more sorrow.
Amen.
And there'll be no more pain.
Yes.
Because the former things are going to be passed away. When God thinks you've been taken. Remember when you stood by the graveside of your mama, your daddy, your friend, your little child. Can I tell you? One of these days we're going to heaven. We're out of this mess. We're out of these problems. Some of you are living for this world. This world is not your home. Now I'm going to ask you one final question. If you die today, do you know 100% sure you go to heaven? Not think so. Not maybe so. But you know so. Bow your head with me. How many of you know? You're saved. Raise your hand if you know for sure. If you don't raise them. How many right now say, Preacher Smith, God spoke to me today, and I want to know for sure I'm saved. Just slip your hand up. Ma'am, would you like to be saved? Have you been saved? Are you sure? Are you in fellowship? Would you like to get in fellowship? You ought to come forward. How many right now say, Preacher, I love this nation. I love our country. I will pray for our nation today. Raise them up. How many of you would run or come around this altar? We'll distance the best we can, but don't worry about that too much. Let's get on our altar for America and for our church and for our families and for our kids. Stand with me. Our Father, Lord, thank you for the good Spirit of God in here. Good liberty this preacher had. Lord, as Lois Dale sings, help folks if they're unsaved come and get right. And we'll praise you in Jesus' name for his sake. Amen. Come on.